know me, right? You live in the same kind of nondescript house I do. You have a sensible car. I guess I do, too. You came to our 4th of July potluck last year. I remember. You brought pigs in a blanket. You used my hall bathroom. The neighborhood kids played in the sprinklers and wore glow stick bracelets. You wave at me when you drive past, if I'm working in the yard, or taking out the trash. You got a package once with my name on it and brought it over. That was sweet of you to ring the doorbell instead of just dropping it on the stoop. So, I know you know me, but I also know you don't look at me like that. I know the difference between when a man looks at me and when a man notices me. You just looked at me. And I don't blame you. None of us are in college anymore, right? I have the mom bod. I was probably wearing sweats when you came to the door, with my hair half falling out of a rubber band. I don't need to be noticed. Not by you. But do you know what I did the other night? I got fucked in your front yard. We walked over, and I fucked him under your Nandinas, the ones next to the garage. We were in a shadow, but anyone could have noticed us if they'd been paying attention. Everyone goes to bed so early around here. You were probably in bed, watching porn on your phone or something, right? It was about 10:30. We walked down the sidewalk with no shame and picked your yard because of the slight shadows by the garage. I was wearing a zippered hoodie, so when he sat in the grass, I straddled him and he unzipped it and slipped it off my shoulders. You'd think this was kind of a quickie, right? Fucking run? Oh no, Mr. Sensible. I straddled him with my top off, and he sucked on my nipples. He sucked on my collarbone and bit my ears. He wrapped his hands around my back and pulled me down onto him, and I ground myself into his hard cock through his pants. Anyone could have seen us, but they didn't. Anyone could have noticed the strange motion under your Nandinas as he pulled down the waistband of my sweatpants and put his big hands on my ass. What's that window above the garage, Mr. Sensible? Is that your bedroom? Did you hear me moaning softly when he had his mouth on my tits and his hands in my hair? I think I heard a dog bark once or twice, but that's really only a nuisance, isn't it? After a few minutes, I couldn't stand it anymore, and I unbuckled his pants. I sucked his cock slowly, right on your grass, Mr. Sensible. It was really thick and kind of warm. The grass, not his cock. Good job on the fertilizer, baby. Turf builder? He was making sounds that could not be mistaken for a possum in the trash can. You know what I mean? Sorry you missed it. Or maybe you didn't miss it. Maybe you heard something and looked out of a dark window and saw me take his balls in my mouth. Did you see me sucking his cock in your yard with my pants half down and his handprints on my ass as it moved gently back and forth with every suck. I don't think you did. I wouldn't mind, though. You look like you need some fun in your life. I'll watch the windows if there's a next time. If I see you part the curtains as I'm getting fucked up against your house, I'll make sure to meet your eyes. I know you haven't seen me. That's okay. I just like to play. Little boring old me. Anyway, next time you accidentally get a package with my name on it, and you know I can make sure that you do, I'll look you in the eyes and thank you.